Okay, so let's have a look at impact of technologies, learning outcome 2.6, and have a look at digital technologies in the business. So first of all, information communication technology, or ICT. So what is it? So this means ICT and is used to send, receive, gather, store, analyze, distribute, and communicate information. So ICT is how we send information, how we receive information, how we gather information. So if you think emails is how we send it, messages, how we receive it. How do we gather it? Through market research and forums or SurveyMonkey. How do we store it? So we store it on computers in a hard drive, or we store it in the cloud. How do we analyze it? So using charts, using Excel, and how to compare the results that we have. How do we distribute it? Through our leaflets or brochures or computers. And how do we communicate the information? So by writing reports, by presentation, by sending emails. So ICT is how we do all of that. Your digital technology then. So what is digital technology? So this is the use of tools and resources to create, store, manage, and share information. And this can be done by using apps, tablets, or applications, or apps and computers. So your digital technology is the use of tools, so that's your software, and resources to create. So if you want to create a report, what do we use? We use word processing. If we want to create a presentation, what do we use? We use PowerPoint. How do we store this information? So you've got Teams, so you can store your information on OneNote. Okay. How do we share the information? So we can share it through a website, we can share it through email, we can share it through a text message, we can share it through different apps. So in all this digital technology, we can use computer, tablets, and applications for it. So a business uses technology in various ways, and these ways include the following. So they use technology to design and produce products. So they use the likes of CAD, which is computer-aided design, and CAM, which is computer-aided manufacturing. So with CAD, or computer-aided design, that's where you use technology to help you design a layout of a house or a layout of a room. So you can go into IKEA, they can use computer-aided design to help lay out your kitchen. Computer-aided manufacturing then, it's where you use sometimes of robots to help with the manufacturing of the product. So it could be like assembling of cars. To conduct market research, for example, your field research, you might use the likes of SurveyMonkey or use forums, and your desk research, where you use the internet and websites. Digital technology is also used to prepare financial budgets. So for example, your spreadsheets, you can also use the big red book. Help to train staff, so you can produce your own online training courses with videos and interactive questions and little tests that you can assess them on afterwards. Help to write reports, for example, Word. Help to communicate with suppliers. So for example, your email, your EDI, electronic data interchange. So that's where two computers will talk to each other. So it's usually used for stock taking. So when your stock of a certain product gets to a certain level, that an automatic invoice will be sent to your supplier to order new stock. And your EPOS, your electronic point of sale. So that's where, when you go to the checkout, they scan the barcode of the product that looks after their stock, and then you can pay for it using your tap or using your cash or using your debit card. So contactless payments as well. And also to promote and sell their products, so e-commerce and a website. So they're all different reasons how a business can use digital technology. So to design and produce products, conduct market research, prepare financial budgets, train staff, write reports, communicate with suppliers, and to help promote and sell their products.